T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. What if you could order a pizza and help hungry kids in our area? Sounds like a good idea. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Lydia Massad. Lydia is the founder of Our Giving Table, and also with us today is Jerry Kenny, Papa Murphy's franchisee. Hey guys, welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. We appreciate it.
And happy to be here.
Oh, good. Well, Jerry, I thought we'd get started with you. You've teamed up with Our Giving Table, and I want you to tell us exactly what Papa Murphy's is doing.
Well, what Papa Murphy's is doing, we're working with Lydia and Our Giving Table. And in the past year, since the pandemic, we've been supplying pizzas and that they've been giving out to foster families and through the DHS. And so what we're doing now is we're doing a fundraiser in all of our stores. There's 86 stores, Papa Murphy stores in the greater Portland, Southwest Washington area, about 30 franchise owners. And these are all family-owned and operated businesses. And right now, our customers, as they're coming in, they could donate $1 or $5. We call it they're buying an apple, paper apple. And we are matching that contribution, and we're doing this through August 12th. They could also go online. When they're ordering a pizza online, they could make a donation. Or they could just make a donation at papamurphys.com, and we will match those donations.
So I could have a pizza party for my family and feed another family at the same time.
Absolutely. It's a great organization. We're just happy to do it.
Well, let's find out about it. Again, I'd like to introduce Lydia Massad, founder of Our Giving Table. Lydia, tell me about the organization. What do you guys do?
We feed nutritional meals to less privileged kids and kids in foster care all throughout the Oregon area and Southwest Washington. So originally we started in 2017, providing nutritional meals, fresh fruits and vegetables for kids to have over a weekend when they had nothing else to eat, and working closely with foster care caseworkers to see who these kids are, identify the children in need, and making sure they also have meals, especially when they're staying in hotels or they're out of placement. And we used to make about 1,700 meals a week. Well, during COVID, I was in a panic because now we don't know where these kids are going to be. I used to go to the schools to give them the meals. Now we're like, oh my goodness, where are they going to be and how are we going to feed them? So luckily, I started working with the caseworkers at the schools, the social workers that were in schools, the counselors, the PTOs of schools, to identify these kids and where they are living and what their situation is. And I would have a food gathering every Tuesday. And then the counselors from schools and DHS would come down, pick up food boxes, and get them to the families in need. So then we were basically giving shelf-stable items, fresh fruits and vegetables, to entire families. And that's when Papa Murphy stepped in and said, we can help you do this. We want to help these families. We want to provide nutritional pizzas for these families. So we worked together. We would pick up we have picked up over 5,000 pizzas the last year from wow. Papa Murphy's, from all the different owners and all throughout the state of Oregon and through Southwest Washington, and worked with other nonprofits to make sure that these pizzas got to the families who are most in need.
Tell me about these children and these families that you're helping out. Where are they in our area?
Well, unfortunately, they're all throughout our state. So there are over 200,000 kids who experience food insecurity throughout Oregon and Southwest Washington. It's a very, very unfortunate situation. So these kids are not thriving. They're not able to have the education that they need, because obviously when you're hungry, you cannot think. You're not growing. Your brain is not growing. So these kids are all throughout our areas. They're in our backyards. They're everywhere. We just have to learn to identify them and help them to get out of this generational poverty and to get out of the situations that they're in so they have a more successful future.
How did hunger in children change during the pandemic? Because a lot of these kids get their meals when they're in school, and they're not in school, or they weren't, at least over the last year or so. How have things changed?
So luckily, a lot of the schools did step up once we got used to the pandemic and how things were going. A lot of the schools then on certain days of the week would let these families know that there are going to be lunches just for the kids that they can pick up on certain days of the week. But unfortunately, it wasn't every day like the kids were used to. It wasn't the breakfast and the lunch. It was just the lunch. So it was this pandemic. So many people have been hurt by the pandemic, but especially the youth that we cater to. They have had the most, actually the worst impact, unfortunately. So really trying to work with other organizations, other nonprofits, great partners like Papa Murphy's to identify who these children are, to ensure that they do get the meals because they don't have any other resources. And we really work with the younger children, and they don't even have a voice. So this has been detrimental to the well-being of children.
Lydia, how did you get this started? Are you just an angel? Is that how you do it?
Oh, yeah. That's very nice of you, Gary. I started this because I was born and raised right here in Portland, Oregon. I went to David Douglas High School. I graduated from University of Oregon. We're Middle Eastern. And my ethnicity is Syrian and Lebanese. And all we think about is food. We have a restaurant in downtown Portland. So I've done nonprofit work my entire life, ever since I was at David Douglas at University of Oregon, and sat on so many boards here and raised money for different organizations. But when my kids went to a high school, and when my kids were in high school, they were bagging up brown paper bags. I'm like, what is that for? They're like, we have hungry kids that we need to feed. It never occurred to me that in the United States of America, where there is an abundant amount of food and so much food waste, that just right here in our own neighborhoods, we had hundreds of thousands of kids that are starving. So I thought, how am I going to get to these kids? And that's how I started this. I'm like, I need to feed these kids so that they can thrive and have a successful future, just like my own kids and your kids and all the other kids who have support in their families. These kids don't have the support or the know-how on how to survive or work through the food chain to get the food that they need.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for what you're doing. It's amazing.
You're so kind. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's all about spreading the word and working together. Together we can conquer hunger. That's the only way, is to work together. That's why I'm so thankful for the Papa Murphy's partnership. I couldn't do it without all these wonderful owners, store owners, who really, really stepped up to help our communities.
Well, let me bring in Jerry Kenny one more time with Papa Murphy's. Jerry, what was the main decision that you guys had to make to get involved with our giving table? Probably wasn't a hard one.
Well, no, it wasn't a hard one, but I would say all the Papa Murphy's owners were part of the communities that we do business in. And the owners over the years have all been doing different things in the communities to help out. But we're trying to look at something that we could do as a group with all the owners working together. And we're in the food business, and anything that we could do to help provide food interested us, and so that this opportunity was here, and we stepped in, and especially kids. I mean, kids, who doesn't love pizza, you know? So kids love pizza. Yeah. We could provide pizzas. And so that's been working out very well for us. But we wanted to do more. And other than just pizzas that we could provide, we want to help raise some money that they need, some cash. There's other things that they need to do to run their organization. And we're gonna again match all the funds. So we're asking everybody, come on down to Papa Murphy's, buy a pizza, make your contribution. We'll match it. Go online. If you don't want a pizza, you can just go to papamurphys.com, make a donation, and again, we will match all of those dollars.
That's so great. A little bit ago, you said there's 86 different Papa Murphy stores. Is that correct?
Yes, in the greater Portland market, including Southwest Washington, there's 86 locations.
And how many individual owners are there?
I think there's about 30 owners.
So was that like herding cats to try to get everybody organized to get on board with this?
No, the owners work together very well. You know, it was very easy.
So what's the best way to help out? Is it to come into a store and order a pizza, or do it online, or give a call, or all of the above?
All the above. You know, if you're coming to a Papa Murphy's to get a pizza, you can make your donation in the store. If you want to order your pizza online, you could make your donation while you're ordering your pizza online, or you could just go to papamurphys.com and make a donation.
Hey, Lydia, what does it mean to our giving table to have Papa Murphy's get behind you in such a way?
Oh my gosh, it's such a blessing, and there is no better partnership because they understand food. All the owners are throughout the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington, so they see the need. So our partnership had such a great impact because now we can spread our resources throughout the state. So having extra resources, we can really go to those areas that are the most in need, that don't have the support that we have in these bigger counties. So it's been such a blessing to work with them and to work together because we will have such a great impact together.
Lydia, did you say that you started our giving table in 2017?
Yes. Yeah, so I started packaging the food back in 2015-16, and I became an official 501c3 in 2017. And the name of my nonprofit is actually Feeding Kids in Our Backyard. Just that's what I want to do. I want to feed kids here locally in all the areas that we live, making sure that people are aware of the hunger in our state to help each other. But what I found is that's why I started the initiative. My initiative is Our Giving Table. But what I found, it wasn't just feeding these kids that they needed. They needed hygiene products. They need education. They need people to support them and tell them that we care about them, that we are here for them, that we're going to help them through these trials and tribulations in their life. So I've also now not just helped to feed kids, but we're starting mentoring programs through education and hygiene for our foster kids who are coming out of care and don't have the support that they need to have a successful future. So now really it's just the overall well-being of a child, but starting with nutrition and then seeing them through so that they can be successful young adults.
Yeah, nutrition and food is the very basic thing, right? That's where
right.
That's where you need to start.
Absolutely. You start with food, and then you support the platform through education and hygiene, because this is the only way these kids are going to get out of the situation that they're in.
So, Lydia, you've been doing this work for quite a few years now, but during the last 15 months or so, during the pandemic, what kind of changes have you seen during that time? How has food insecurity changed during the pandemic?
Well, during the pandemic, you see now, and I find that there's a panic. So, you know, while people were panicking going to get toilet paper, the kids that we serve were panicking, thinking, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? Where am I going to get a toothbrush from? So to me, it was about really getting these kids through survival mode. So they were in panic mode just like everybody else, but they were in panic mode about their next meal. So this really, really changed our giving table to not just help the kids in need, but now we had to help the entire family because the resources were very, very tight, only because of the unknown, right? I mean, there's so many wonderful organizations that did step up to help. But the first few months, it was the state of unknown and panic for everybody. So during that state of unknown and panic, I worked very closely with the school counselors and DHS counselors, caseworkers, in order to identify. So we quickly inundated the market, went in and figured out who had the most needs, and started getting food boxes as fast as we can to all of these families. So we were servicing about between 600 and 700 families a month, rotating food boxes amongst these families and working with other nonprofits like Bravo. It's a wonderful nonprofit who really helped me get boxes to the families that were in need and pizzas. They picked up pizzas for us and they delivered them to the families, office moms and dads, DHS offices throughout the state. So it was such a wonderful partnership. But really, our underserved youth that were already experiencing food insecurity, their life completely changed during the pandemic because now they had to survive off of what they had at home, which was really not much of anything.
Lydia, where does your organization get all the food and the toothbrushes and things like that that you give out to families? Where does that come from?
So I have many, many wonderful contributors. So a lot of local dentists throughout the area donate toothbrushes and toothpaste, and the food. So we have a restaurant in downtown Portland called El Amir, and we were closed through most of the pandemic and are still closed a few days a week. So on Tuesdays, I have a food gathering, and just wonderful people through the community and different groups like football teams and basketball teams and soccer teams, different high school kids will put on food drives, and they will bring all of the food down on a Tuesday, and then we divide it up into boxes with other volunteers. And then, like I said, the counselors come and pick it up and get it to the families in need. So it's really, it's been such a wonderful community partnership in order to feed all of our families.
Our giving table is made up of almost all just volunteers, right?
100% volunteer based, yes.
Tell me about your volunteers. How proud are you of them and the job they do?
I can't even describe the impact that they've had on my life and others' lives. There's so many giving people in our community, and really they just needed somebody to say, this is what I need. And I don't have a problem asking for things that are not for me, for others. And we've had realtors, we've had caretakers, we've had teenagers. I've had 10-year-old volunteer to put food boxes together. We have a wide range of senior citizens, people who have actually retired and now want something to do, and especially during the pandemic. It was so easy for them to pick up a food box and put it on somebody's front door. So we were touchless during it, and it was wonderful. So I had from 10 years old, you know, to 80, driving boxes, making sure we got the food products that we needed to get to these families. It's really the volunteer. I could not do it without our volunteers. I always say one hand does not clap alone. You definitely need two hands. And it's been a wonderful experience for all of my volunteers and especially for me.
If somebody listening wants to help out and volunteer, how can they do that?
Yes, they can contact me through our website. So go to ourgivingtable.com and just email me a note and let me know how you'd like to volunteer. We do a lot of different things with families. We put on birthday parties for foster kids. We mentor different foster kids. So there's, even if you don't want to do the food part of it, there's so many different volunteering opportunities.
How do you hope to break the cycle of hunger and poverty? How are you working towards that?
Actually, working with other nonprofits and DHS to identify the most in need, and then making sure that those families and kids are well taken care of through food and education. The only way is to see them through the cycle, break the cycle, and ensure that they step into the world with the tools they need for success. So one family at a time, one community at a time, but eventually together we're stronger and we will have a great impact.
If somebody listening needs help with their family or an individual, how can they get help from our giving table?
They can actually also send me a note through the website.
Okay. And the website again is...
Or on our Facebook page at ourgivingtable.com. We have Instagram, ourgivingtable. And so either of the, you know, ways they can contact us.
Let's bring in Jerry Kenny one more time with Papa Murphy's. Jerry, I want to have a pizza party, and I want to help out. How can I do that?
Well, all your local Papa Murphy's, or come into your local Papa Murphy's and pick up your pizzas. And when you're in, you can make a donation to our giving table. And again, we will match it so it grows. And, you know, you talk about how did Papa Murphy's get involved or why did Papa Murphy's get involved? Well, if you talk to Lydia for a while and you get her passion, you know, for what she's doing, it's very easy to see how we could get involved with her and help out.
Yeah, she sounds like a pretty good lady.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jerry, how long is this promotion lasting?
We started in the middle of July, and it's going to go through August 12th.
What has it been like for you and other franchisee folks with Papa Murphy's to realize what you're doing and how you're helping out our giving table and families in need in our area?
Well, you know, again, as I mentioned before, Gary, I think all of the franchise owners here with Papa Murphy's are all involved in their community and are all looking for ways that they can help and contribute. And it's kind of nice to be able to bring everybody together behind one organization where we think that we can make a difference. So it's good to work together with the other franchise owners. It's good to get to work with our ad agency, and certainly with Lydia and her organization. It's been fun, and we've had customers have been very responsive and happy to donate, and hopefully we can all make a difference.
How much money are you hoping to donate to our giving table?
Well,
have you set a goal?
Well, I think the main goal for us is we'll match whatever we can collect. So we hope we can collect a lot.
a lot so, is a good number.
A lot is a good number. So it's going to a great cause. So the more we give, the better.
Lydia,
thank you.
What does it mean to have this much support from a community business like Papa Murphy's? So exciting.
You know, it's so exciting. It's such a blessing because what it's doing is all. Like we said, because the Papa Murphy's are spread out throughout the state, it is raising awareness about our communities. Because you know what, Gary, the sad part is many, many people, like I was, we live in an area where you don't even realize what's going on with your neighbor. You don't even realize what's going on down the street. So the most exciting part of this is that together we are facing what kids face every day. We are going to abolish hunger. Together, we're raising awareness about hunger. So even if people don't help through my organization, maybe they'll go help a local school if they're in, you know, northern Oregon or in southern Oregon or in eastern Oregon. It's really just to raise awareness that look at your neighbors, look at each other, let's support each other, let's get through this. So many of us are very, very fortunate and blessed in our lives. Let's help the others around us. And together with all the different owners and workers in Papa Murphy's, that's what we're doing. We're raising awareness to help each other.
That's great, because food insecurity can really be quite invisible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was one of those people. As much as I volunteer, now you know that there's hungry people in your community, but not as many as was brought to my attention. I'm like, there is no way there are this many hungry kids. That's impossible. So yes, it's raising awareness that yes, hunger exists in every community, regardless of where you live. So look at your neighbors, pay attention, help each other.
It says here that over 200,000 Oregon and Southwest Washington kids suffer food insecurity. That's an insane number. That's insane.
They sleep hungry every single night. It is actually heart-wrenching. Hungry every single night.
Well, thank you so much for what you do, Lydia, with our giving table. And Jerry, thank you and Papa Murphy's for everything you're doing to help out, too. This is really fantastic. What a partnership.
Yes, thank you, Gary.
Put the message out.
And to help out, listeners, go to a Papa Murphy's or go online and order a pizza and make your donation. It's that simple. Right, Jerry?
It's that simple.
We've been talking today with Lydia Massad, founder of Our Giving Table, and Jerry Kenny, a Papa Murphy's franchisee. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.